we really are at a point now where we can't cope with what it is that we're expected to deal with. You know, sickness and mental health problems amongst my colleagues are rife, really. You know, we've got examples, and I know of police officers who've been conveyed to hospital from work because they've had a meltdown. You know, I'm aware of incidences where sergeants on our public protection units are allocating work on the basis of who's the least tearful that morning when they get to work. You know, in the last sort of 15 months or so, the Police Federation in West Midlands have referred just over 80 people to the National Police Federation Welfare Support Programme. And those are people who are, you know, they're undergoing a significant mental health crisis. They're experiencing suicidal thoughts and tendencies, and they are at risk of doing something really serious to hurt themselves. And this is only as a result of the pressures that they're being put under. And, you know, everybody keeps hearing that crime's down and everything. Crime's not down. Crime is not down at all. You know, we haven't got enough officers to do what's been expected of us. And, you know, the time's come to say, you know, enough really is enough. You know, we need some proper investment in policing. We need a proper recruitment programme. And we need to try and resource it in the way that we all know it should be resourced. But there is no break in between the cases when they're coming in, and you know, human beings are fragile things, really. They need some time to be able to recover from the horrors that you know, that they've been dealing with, really. It can be something that you know, you really don't realise is creeping up on you, and it can be something quite innocuous. You know, I think we all, as police officers, deal quite well with the obvious horrors that we face, and the obviously traumatic things. If your mind isn't given an opportunity to put that in its proper place, then it can come back and haunt you at a time when you're least prepared for it, really. And, you know, the public suffer as a result, don't they? You know, we need police officers to be at the top of their game. We don't need tired, broken people trying to do their best with equally broken people. You know, it is a recipe for disaster.